This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Alyssa Block. Today we kick off a new week-long series on road safety, and what better place to start than California, a state well known for its car culture. It is not, however, known for its roads, some of the worst in the nation. A recent study ranked California 49th out of the 50 states for the quality of its pavement. Just imagine having to drive hundreds of miles every day on those bumpy roads. NPR's Ina Jaffe took a ride with one man who does just that.
At 7 o'clock in the morning, truck driver Randy Park has dropped off his first load of crushed limestone at a plant near the port of Los Angeles, and he's heading back to the desert to pick up some more.
I got this truck the first of this year. It has 140,000 on it already.
The truck belongs to Park's employer, Apex Logistics, and it's a beauty. 2009 Freightliner with a 10-speed automatic, chrome on the dash, and enough toggle switches for a jet plane. Underneath Park's seat, an airbag provides extra cushioning. He needs all the help he can get.
See the pothole? Oh, it's right there. That's one little hole.
Our heads snap back as we hit the edge of the pit. Of the 20 urban areas in the nation with the worst pavement, 8 are in California, and Los Angeles tops the list.
Listen.
The trailers that Park is hauling clatter over a patchwork of asphalt and concrete.
That's the leaf springs hitting the frame.
You can feel every seam of every patch on the roadway. You also feel all the cracks and holes that repair crews have yet to touch. So we bounce down a stretch of the I-10 like a couple of bobblehead dolls. Park says he changes his route sometimes to avoid the roughest sections.
You can hit a pothole enough times that it jars the front end. Then the front end gets out of line, then the tire starts wearing funny, and then it starts cracking the frame. It just eventually just tears up equipment.
Truck drivers aren't the only ones who dodge the impact of rough roads. In San Francisco, more than 60% of the streets are in poor condition. And you think that's bad in a car? Try it on a bike.
People can crash and people have broken bones, unfortunately.
Says Neil Patel, a community planner with the San Francisco Bicycle Coalition. Members can't repair the streets themselves, he says, but they try to help out San Francisco's two-wheeled travelers by outlining potholes with long-lasting white chalk.
When you have something that's circled, you know something is up and coming and you're able to avoid it in the appropriate amount of time.
Whatever your vehicle, bad roads are costly as well as dangerous, says Frank Moretti, the director of policy and research with the transportation advocacy group called TRIP.
Quite simply, the rougher the roads in your community that you're driving on, the quicker that vehicles are going to start to fall apart.
TRIP partnered with state transportation officials on the report that ranked road conditions across the country. They even calculated just how much bad roads cost individual motorists in additional maintenance. The national average is $335 a year. And in L.A.?
Motorists in the Los Angeles urban area are paying the greatest additional vehicle operating cost of $746 per year.
Since 1990, vehicle traffic across the country has gone up 36%, and states can't keep up with the stress that puts on the roads. California, for example, is projecting a deficit in the next year and a half of more than $20 billion. But many states right now are strapped for cash, and if it weren't for the federal stimulus, says Moretti, they might find their roads in even worse shape.
Stimulus funding was a very helpful down payment to hold their ground, if you will. The challenge now moving forward, of course, will be to put in place a long-term program that can start to turn the ship around.
Until that happens, Randy Park will continue to bump across California highways, changing his route now and then to avoid the very worst patches.
Try to save the equipment and my kidneys and my liver and my back. Well, usually your lower back. You might have a sore back later.
Despite the aches and pains, Park has been driving a truck for 17 years, and he likes the job. If only he were paid by the bump, he'd be on Easy Street.
What a ride, huh?
Ina Jaffe, NPR News.